CUNA, the Credit Union National Association, is proud to present Real Life 101 with your host, Joel Chrysler. Together, we're working to educate parents, teachers, and kids about the valuable financial lessons needed for today and in the future. This is Real Life 101.
As our kids are growing, there's often a question about what financial topics they should know and when they should know them. One of the most important roles we play as parents is educating our kids about finances. A basic understanding at an early age is so important. Simple concepts that we as adults take for granted are essential to build a sound financial base for our kids. Then, as they progress in age, the lessons can continue. We can assume that many money lessons probably won't be learned in schools. Some schools do, and that is to be commended. But as parents, we should be committed to helping our kids avoid the financial lessons and challenges that many of us learned through the school of hard knocks. So the million-dollar question, when should I start teaching my child about money? In this podcast, we'll take a look at five key things the experts say your child should know about money and personal finance by the time they are ready for and entering into kindergarten. These lessons should help open the door to future and more complex financial lessons. According to the Money As You Grow website, moneyasyougrow.org, which was launched by the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability, a kindergartner should grasp four key concepts. First, you need money to buy things. Second, you earn money by working. Third, you may have to wait before you can buy something you want. Four, there's a difference between the things you want and the things you need. But I also believe another point should be added to the concepts. And that point is five, understanding the basics of credit and investing. Now let's take a look at some of the ideas of how we can teach these concepts to our kids. It's important to keep in mind that five-year-olds are inquisitive and they want to learn. We don't want to overwhelm them, but we should set a goal to intrigue them to want to find out even more. Concept number one, you need money to buy things. Money doesn't grow on trees, as anyone who has visited a grocery store with small children can confirm. Kids are often confused about money. They see us scan a card or press a button online and walk away with money, groceries, and whatever else might be on our list. It can easily seem to them that there is an endless supply of money. It's important to explain how those cards you're using actually work. Whether they're debit or credit cards, kids need to know that they are tied to real money, money that must be earned or repaid. When your children are very young, perhaps age 3 or 4, show them how to tell different coins and bills apart. This is a great time to give them a piggy bank that they can use to store up their money. A piggy bank is a tangible place to keep their money safe, and if it's clear, it will allow your child to hear, feel, and see the money accumulating. I also love the idea of visiting your local credit union and setting up a savings account for them at a young age. If it was set up when they were a baby, still take them to your local branch and have them make a deposit with the money they accumulated in their piggy bank from time to time, and encourage them to watch the balance grow. Concept number two, you earn money by working. Money is the reward for the work we do. Young kids see adults whip out the plastic cards and may not associate money we spend that way with the work we did to earn it. One of the best ways to teach kids about this aspect of money is to give them opportunities to earn money for their own work, whether it's doing jobs around the house, meeting their reading or academic goals, or other behaviors, or even work your family chooses to reward. This teaches a work ethic and makes them more invested in the choices they make with that money. Allowances can give kids experience with real-life money matters. Of course, you should determine the amount of the allowance you think fits their age and the scope of their responsibilities. Some parents feel they don't have to pay allowances because they generously hand out money when their kids need it. But kids who get money from their parents as needed have less incentive to save than children who receive allowances. That's something to think about. Concept number three, you may have to wait before you can buy something you want. If it's worth having, it's worth saving your money. Let's face it, kids are constantly bombarded with cool toys and games that seem fun and exciting. It's only natural to want these things. But if we give in to every request, we are not teaching a very valuable lesson about how to get the things we want in life. The idea of saving for what we want is a critical one. In fact, a 2016 study found that 1 in 3 Americans has no money saved for retirement. Get kids excited about the benefits of saving by providing an opportunity to save for the things that they really want. Setting a goal, such as buying a new video game, and then assisting your child in the value of putting money away for that purchase can be a great life lesson. While they're saving, they'll be tempted to spend their money on other things. Encourage them to keep their eyes on their goal. I'm guessing when they make the purchase, they may treat it differently as well. They now have a feeling of not only accomplishment, but ownership. Concept number 4, there's a difference between the things you want and the things you need. Spending means making choices. One of the lessons kids need to master is the idea that if they buy something now, that means they may not have the money later to buy something else. You can help them learn this lesson early by requiring that they make choices with the money they save from chores and gifts. Kids may want a Lego set and the candy next to the grocery register. Your job is to help them think about their goals so that they make smart choices. Whether good or poor, they will learn from their spending choices. You can help them see the spending pros and cons before more spending takes place, but be sure to follow up with the consequences of their decisions. You can also use this lesson as a chance to look at your family expenses and bring in your child into the reality of your financial life. Beginning the discussion about things that your family needs, like groceries, making your house payment, electricity or heat, and how those bills need to be taken care of before you can look at a night out to the movies, a trip to the trampoline park, or a family vacation. Those lessons can be powerful, and your child may even earn some more respect for what you as the parent have to provide. And finally, concept number 5, understanding the basics of credit and investing. The statistics are shocking. Nearly 2/3 of Americans don't have basic financial literacy. According to the most recent National Financial Capabilities Study from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation, this leads to irresponsible credit usage and less than wise investment choices. Making sure your child understands the impact of borrowing and the costs that go along with it is essential. Share with them what it means to use your credit card. Make sure they know you are borrowing the money now with a promise to pay it back later. Share that you may also have to pay a little bit more in interest as a kind of thank you to the lender. Also begin to share with them the value of long-range savings, such as investment. Maybe spend some time showing them your retirement plan. How much do you put away each month? How much are you making or hoping to make as your money grows? If they see the potential to make money grow, it can have a huge impact, and that knowledge will help guide their behavior as they age. It's never too soon to start teaching kids to make good choices with money. Use these 5 concepts to set the groundwork for your child's financial future. As they get older, they'll be ready for more complex lessons about money. Your job as a parent includes so much, and the financial future of your child is a very important piece. Hopefully, the tips shared can help you, and we, together, can create a bright financial future as we face Real Life 101.
Thanks for listening to Joel Chrysler and Real Life 101. Chrysler is a teacher, financial literacy advocate, and internet radio host. He's an annual attendee of the Jumpstart National Educators Conference, recipient of the Economics Wisconsin and Robert W. Baird Excellence in Teaching Award, a 2-time Governor's Award winner for financial literacy, and an advisory member to the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy for the state of Wisconsin. For more information and resources, please check out CUNA's Financial Resource Center. Visit reallife101.net and be sure to like Real Life 101 on Facebook. Together, we can educate our kids and ourselves to make wise financial choices to create a brighter and more prosperous future. This has been Real Life 101.